good evening and welcome to all of you. There are a number of reasons why I'm very pleased that this new exciting WTO Cambridge volume, which is edited by both my neighbors, Sue and Rob, has been published at this time. First, in the aftermath of the world economic crisis, if we are in the aftermath, which I think we can reasonably assess, and in view of the rapid and impressive growth of the emerging countries in recent times, there is, I believe, much more public awareness of the importance of government procurement, particularly government procurement in the field of public infrastructure, that sort of investment which, as we know, is a key determinant of economic activity, growth, and welfare in developing countries. And I think this new volume rightly takes into account this context. Second, because I think there is today enhanced awareness of the importance of good governance as an underpinning of economic and social development and as an essential element to make sure that globalization does work for the people. And while good governance has many dimensions and requires support from many sources, civil society, business, trade unions, the media, the WTO government procurement agreement, in my view, can make a significant contribution in this area. Let me mention in particular first the general transparency provisions of the agreement. Second, the requirement that in the agreement that each participating party must put in place an independent domestic review or remedy procedures. And third, the explicit new requirement in the revised text of the agreement to avoid conflict of interest and prevent corrupt practices. So all these, in my view, represent important practical tools to ensure integrity in public contracting, and this volume devotes much attention to these matters, and for example, with this example, this case, which they've investigated in full depth of the GPA review mechanisms in Asian developing countries. Third, and as the relevant chapters of the book rightly emphasize, the membership of the government procurement agreement seems to be on the cusp of a significant expansion. Apart from the increase in membership that has occurred as a result of the expansion of the EU, the accession of Chinese Taipei took effect in 2009. And this in itself brought under the discipline of the agreement procurement that have been valued at roughly $20 billion, not a little. Substantive negotiations on the accession of Armenia were concluded last autumn, and the accession is expected to be formally concluded in the coming weeks. Work on the GPA accession of Jordan is also well advanced and will hopefully be concluded this year. Most significantly, work on the accession of China is proceeding with what I believe is proper engagement by both China and the existing parties. And as we all know, a revised and improved coverage offer by China, incorporating coverage of sub-central government entities, has been promised by China for autumn of this year. So, in addition, and partly in light of the factors I have mentioned, a number of other developing and emerging WTO members have embarked on a process of informing themselves of the content of the agreement and the potential benefits or costs for them of a possible accession. And as we know, we are sort of heavily involved in providing the necessary input on request of these potential members. So the volume of we have before us rightly devotes a lot of attention to this GPA accession issues, particularly on the part of developing and emerging countries. And I expect it will soon become the sort of leading scholarly reference on this topic. Fourth, and as is well known to the representatives of the government procurement agreement parties, the negotiation of the text and coverage of the existing agreement is now well advanced and maybe among the deliverables for this year. In fact, work on the renegotiation of the text of the agreement is essentially completed. It's the parallel negotiations on the coverage of the revised agreement that still remained to be wrapped up. Conclusions of the negotiations will, I believe, yield major benefit for all GPA parties, including market access gains and facilitation of future accession to the agreement. And in those circumstances, I definitely have to quote you. In your chapter on the revised GPA text, and I quote you, it is to be hoped that the parties will now move swiftly to adopt the revised text, both so that it may be used by the current parties and so that it can form the basis of any new accession. End of quote. Well said. And it's now for the Committee on the Government Procurement, under the leadership of his very able chairman, our friend Nicolas Nigli, and with, of course, our full support, to try and conclude the negotiations and bring the revised text into force. And Nicolas, you know, and I have to repeat this publicly, that we count very much on you and your committee to complete this mission during the present year. Lastly, I'm happy that this significant new volume in the WTO Cambridge series has been co-edited by the leading academic in the world in this field and by the leading expert of the Secretariat, Rob, working together in a very close and effective partnership. This illustrates, I believe, both the capacity of the Secretariat to contribute to the intellectual debate at a high level and the major benefits that flow from such collaborations. This type of cooperation between the WTO Secretariat and recognized academics is precisely what I had in mind in launching the program of WTO chairs in developing countries, or the reason why we have opened the World Trade Report, which is our flagship scientific publication annually, to web contributions. More to come in this area in the future as we in the WTO Secretariat will improve our capacity to add value to the wealth of information and experience we have in stock and which, to be frank, remains, in my view, underexploited. This implies, of course, serious revamping and streamlining of our information systems, of our databases, of our searching capabilities. It does take a bit of time because of inevitable severe budget constraints, but we will get there. A potential huge reward for our members, for academics, And for WTO staff whose reputation of professionalism, of expertise, of excellence do deserve it. At the end of the day, better knowledge of trade issues lead to better decisions on trade policies, and hopefully, although not that clear if you look at the around today, to better trade politics. So, Sue and Rob, congratulations on getting out this impressive and path-breaking book in such a timely fashion, an example which I would encourage others to emulate. Thanks for your attention.